The terrain in Idria is, well, porous. It is full of caves, abysses, sinkholes, and karst valleys. How wonderful that the terms for the karst world, which originate from the Slovenian native kras, are used today all over the world. I have always loved the karst world. It provides different environments for plants, which are especially close to me. However, some parts of the Idria area are so densely dotted with sinkholes that walking on varied terrains and along extensive karst fields quickly tires you out. One quickly gets lost walking in forests where there are no paths, just countless protruding limestone stones. I, however, prefer dolomite to limestone. Its base is much easier for any hiker. No protruding rocks and sinkholes. Dolomite reminds me of my birthplace in the Italian Alps, Cavalese. There is so much of it that the whole mountain range is just called the Dolomites. The peaks of these mountains are completely different from the Julian Alps, which are made of limestone. Yes, the type of rock greatly affects the character of the landscape. Both rocks are displayed on the cabinet. Can you see the difference? It takes an experienced geologist to separate these two rocks just by sight. I can't count myself amongst them. In the squares between the two rocks, there is a hint that will help us separate them.